In Jerusalem, city authorities hope that a compromise reached today will end violent protests by ultra-Orthodox Jews. The protests began earlier this week after an ultra-Orthodox woman was arrested. She was suspected of systematically starving her 3-year-old son. The woman belongs to a sect that rejects any interference in families' domestic matters. NPR's Peter Kenyon has this story on the protests and the compromise that might end them.
Protests by Jerusalem's very active ultra-Orthodox community are not new. This audio is from a demonstration last week against the city's decision to open a parking lot on Saturday, the Jewish Sabbath. Israeli commentators say that anger appeared to multiply when an ultra-Orthodox woman was arrested on suspicion of systematically starving her 3-year-old son. A photograph of the emaciated boy, said to weigh just 15 pounds, shocked many Israelis. But it was the mother's arrest that enraged ultra-Orthodox protesters. The woman belongs to a sect that rejects any interference in domestic matters. Ultra-Orthodox demonstrators refused to believe that the woman was harming her child, claiming the hospital was experimenting on the boy, a charge the hospital rejected. The protesters stymied traffic and clashed violently with police night after night this week. Demonstrators in traditional dress threw stones, burned trash, destroyed streetlights, and disrupted traffic, while police used horse-mounted patrols and water cannons to try to disperse them. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld says reinforcements were brought in to deal with the increasingly violent protests.
Unfortunately, just last night, there were 18 police officers that were injured, 8 of them being taken to hospital and treated, and we made over 50 arrests after police were confronted and attacked by ultra-religious representatives.
Then today came a potential turning point in the case, or so at least authorities are hoping. Officials say that at a court hearing, the woman, who has not been identified, agreed to undergo a psychiatric examination and not to see her children for the moment, and the court agreed to release her to house arrest after a prominent rabbi paid more than $100,000 in bail. Police spokesman Rosenfeld says discussions between the police and ultra-Orthodox leaders have been going on since the riots began, and he's hopeful that today's developments will allow cooler heads to prevail, both in the child abuse case and the parking lot issue.
Again, there are extremists within that community on both issues, not just the issue of the woman and her son, but the issue of the car park. We're hoping that now that the first issue seems to be resolved, and we're hoping that things will be calm relatively in Jerusalem over this coming Sabbath.
Ultra-Orthodox Jews are known collectively as the Haredim to secular Israelis, but that ignores the fact that there are many different branches of ultra-Orthodox Judaism. Several oppose the Zionist movement. At least one sect actively embraces Palestinian groups. Members of the tiny Neturei Karta sect reportedly visited with Hamas leaders in Gaza yesterday. The replacement of an ultra-Orthodox mayor in Jerusalem with a secular one hasn't helped relations between the municipality and ultra-Orthodox residents. On the other hand, the election of Mayor Nir Barkat was a relief to secular Jerusalemites, who have long voiced dismay at the steadily growing religious presence in their city. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.